what the Lord has done, it's just easy for us to go with our scripture for the day, which is Psalms 118, 1 through 2, which says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel say, his mercy endures forever." Hallelujah. And this morning, our focus scripture is, I had to put it in the King James Version and the New King James Version, but just repeat after me. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." This is what Isaiah is telling us, and what he told us, and what goes with our scripture and our text and our thought today. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in him. Now, Marvin Sapp made the song. I'm not trying to sing that, but y'all know that song. "Thou will keep you in perfect peace." It's always a song. I tell people I know a little bit more scripture than I realize, because a lot of the songs we sing are scriptures. But repeat after me, because we can't forget who we are. And this is who we are, y'all. Spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. I know y'all already know that, but we just got to keep going. It's part six instead of part five. Our thought for today, Israel is real. Last week we talked about catch the feelings. So today, if we're going to catch it, well, we need to know how to keep it, right? So I didn't give y'all a PowerPoint last week, and I promised you that I would give you one for catch. So I'm just going to run through catch so we can remember what we caught, so we know what we're keeping. So catch means confident. The C in catch is confident. "For I am confident," says Philippians 1:6. "I am confident in this very thing, that he who began a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." That's what the C is for, confident. "I'm appreciative." And that's where our scripture for the day is, "We give thanks unto the Lord because his mercy endureth forever." So we are appreciative, and that's the same as being thankful. And we are also thankful because 1 Thessalonians 5 says, In everything give what? Thanks. Give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning us. The C is for caring and compassionate. We want to be caring and compassionate. Why? 1 Peter 5:7, because Christ cares for us. And because Christ cares for us, that helps us to be caring and compassionate to others. And the H, 1 Peter 1:16, we are to be holy as our Father is in heaven is holy. The H is for holy. Look at somebody and say, "Be holy." That's right. Now we have caught up, right? So if we've already caught the feeling, and this week we are catching the feeling, oh, Katie Webb, sometimes you have to go backwards so you can go forward. Here we go. We're keeping the feeling because Israel is real. Israel is real because, remember, it's a sacred noun. And today we're going to talk about the place. And where is that place, that holy place, that Israel that is within us? Look at someone and say, "Israel is within me." Where is this holy place? It's in his presence. Y'all have learned that that's one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 16:11, in his presence. Somebody say, in his presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And that's where we want to be. Why? Because he is a keeper. Didn't he just say it in Isaiah 26? He will keep you in what? Not twisted peace, but what? Perfect peace. So what does the K stand for? The K is for kind or kindness. So if we're going to keep our peace, we have to be kind. And it's all about kindness. Look at someone and say, being kind is an act of grace. Y'all, kindness is used somewhere around 322 times in the Bible. And Ephesians 4:32 tells us, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. How many of y'all have heard somebody say, for Pete's sake? For Pete's sake. I used to think they were saying Pete. Like, you know, Texas Pete hot sauce. I'm like, who is Pete, Jesus? They were really saying, for peace's sake. Would you just calm down for peace's sake? I thought it was Pete, y'all. I didn't know. I was a child. But for this isn't just for the sake of peace, but it says right here in Ephesians, God is telling us to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, and forgiving. God says it's for Christ's sake, not for our sake, not for peace's sake, not for Pete's sake. But God has been kind and tenderhearted and forgiving to us for Christ's sake. Now, we've heard people say for Christ's sakes before, but I bet you when you hear for Christ's sakes after this, you're going to be going, for Christ's sakes. God has forgiven us for Christ's sake, says Ephesians 4:32. And another thing, too, if you're going to catch that feeling and keep that feeling, we have to be enthusiastic. Come on, y'all, say enthusiastic. We have to be enthusiastic. And there are a lot of scriptures about enthusiasm. It doesn't necessarily use the word. But here's one you can remember. Whatever you do, do heartily as unto God and not unto people. Heartily. God loves a cheerful complainer. God loves a cheerful what? A cheerful what? I guess we have to ask, what are we giving, huh? If we are going to be cheerful givers, well, I guess if you're being mean to somebody, you might be cheerful about it. But is that what our Father requires for us, for Christ's sake? So the E is for enthusiastic. The next E is for encouraging. Look at somebody and say, are you an encourager? Are you an encourager? Encourage one another and build one another up, says 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Donald Lawrence has a song that says, sometimes you have to what? Say it again. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. So if we're going to keep the feeling of being in his presence and keep that feeling of Israel as a lifestyle, we have to encourage ourselves as well as another. So the word encouraged is used 54 times, but there are 219 different scriptures about encouraging in scripture. And the last one, somebody say the P. The P is for peace, God's perfect peace. If we're going to be in his presence, we got to keep the peace. Look at somebody and say, keep the peace. Now, we have to make sure we understand what kind of peace we're keeping. All right, don't have no my deal's peace. All right, some people, that peace was still. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all have one. We make sure we keep the right kind of perfect peace. Why? Because our minds are stayed on him. In his presence, that's where that peace is. And that's how we keep it, his perfect peace, from Isaiah 26 and 23. And guess what, y'all? You might not believe it, but y'all know how I am by now. Forward, it really is easy. Oh, look at somebody and say, it really is easy. Come on, y'all. Say it like you mean it. It really is easy. Come on. Oh, y'all think I'm just making it up because what? I'm enthusiastic. Oh, she's so positive. No. I always have a scripture to back my word. Come on. I believe somebody said his yoke is and his burden is. So, excuse me, it is what? Oh, y'all still don't sound convinced. Now, I didn't make it up. It's in Matthew. Honestly, I believe my friend who is like super, 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 the best superhero ever, I believe his name was Jesus. And I believe it was Jesus who said, my yoke is and my burden is. Okay, now, I'm not just passing this on to y'all just because it's fourth Sunday in November. No, it's truth. It's God's truth. It really is easy. See, that's why we got to unlearn. Come on, we're going to have to go back and pull something from yesterday and a few weeks back. We come on, look at somebody and say, unlearn what you have learned. We've learned that it's hard. You got to work hard. You work smart and you work rock steady, baby. You work steady. Because God said his yoke is. Okay. All right. Come on. Don't forget it now. It's easy. His yoke is, oh, y'all forgot. Y'all been thinking about James Cleveland. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I was a child and I used to cry when they sung that song because I just like, it's not easy. Then I got older. Ha ha, that's why I'm the Duchess of Doo-Wop Gospel. Jesus told me that this road is easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. That's why I'm on that midnight train to Georgia, because I'd rather live in his world. Ah! Y'all would have had to be here last week to get that one. I'd rather be in his world. I told y'all he was going to tell me. I'd rather live in his world where it is easy, in his presence, than to live without him and it be hard in mine. Got this picture because it's another one. Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. Why? When he said, speak to the mountain and say what? Be moved. So whose report? Foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Paul said that. It really is easy. Whose report are you going to believe this morning? I can and I will. Come on, holler back at me. Say it like you mean it. And say it again. Again. Say it again. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will stand in his truth. I will take his yoke upon me and learn of him so that I can know his yoke is easy, and I will see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And how you gonna do it? Just say yes. Y'all remember, yes, color purple. Yes. Is God trying to tell y'all something? Yes. Come on now. Say it with me. Yes. Y'all saying yes? Come on. Say it like you mean it. Come on. One more time. For his sakes, just say what? That's all it takes. Just say yes. Why are you going to say yes? We're going to say yes because we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks because he is good and his mercy endures forever. Let who? Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. We are Israel. We are Israel. Are y'all fake people? Are y'all clones? Y'all ain't no artificial intelligent people, are you? So if y'all are real, huh? What we say the other Sunday, God is real. God is real. So now let Israel say, say it with me, his mercy endures forever. One more time. Say it again. Come on, Israel, say it. And that's why we give thanks. His mercy endures forever. How you gonna keep the feeling? We can be kind. One last thought. Look at somebody and say, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be enthusiastic. Nobody wants to see the person with a sad, long face coming. Oh, Lord Jesus, how you doing? Keep your enthusiasm up. And if you have to, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Don't wait for anybody. When you wake up in the morning, it's up to you to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. So I am encouraged myself in the Lord. Because why? I can look back and see what the Lord has done. Can you look back and see what the Lord has done? Can you look back and see what the Lord has done? And that's why we give thanks, Israel. I forgot to move the slides. Y'all saw the back move. God is good, y'all. And his mercy endures forever. Stand on your feet. Oh, just stand on your feet and just give God some thanks this morning. Give him some thanks. See what the Lord has done. We give God thanks. We give God praise. And we worship knowing that his mercy endureth forever. That's how you catch the feeling. We are confident. We appreciate all that God has done. We are thankful. We care and we are compassionate because we are thankful. And blessed Jesus, we are holy. And that's what we do to keep the feeling. Somebody say, the feeling is the secret. The feeling is the secret. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And when you're in his presence, he will keep you in perfect peace. All right. this morning, we just stand on our feet giving God thanks. I invite all who are here this morning to just open up your hearts and minds to our Father, Elder Brother, the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for all that you do for not our sake, but for Christ's sake. Lord, we thank you that you are a keeper and you do keep us in perfect peace. Thank you that by your grace and your prayer, you pray that we are one with you. So if we're one with you, how can we be anything other than who you say we are? We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We are sanctified. We are saved. We are successful. We are vigilant. We are victorious. We are healed in your name, because what your word says is true. And we thank you that not only do you keep us in perfect peace, you keep your word. Lord, help us to stand firm and stand strong in it, knowing that you are God. You are our Father. You are our brother. You are our Holy Spirit. You are our keeper. Everything we are, you are. What's true of you is true of us. And this morning we give thanks, for you are good and your mercy endureth forever. For it is in your name's sake we pray, give you honor and glory. And we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Now receive this benediction. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Go forth and keep the feeling in Jesus' name.